The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the first chapter of the Gospel of John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Holy Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. This is the gospel of the Lord. Okay, our names are important. Our names are who we are. Sometimes people's names match their professions. Like, how many of you have heard of Tiger Woods? Okay, how does Tiger Woods' name match his profession? Yeah, Wood Golf Club. That's right, exactly. Or Usain Bolt. He's the Jamaican sprinter who's probably one of the fastest human beings ever recorded. I found that Ronald Reagan's spokesperson, his name was Larry Speaks. Kind of funny. Or the ever popular person in history, Thomas Crapper, who invented the Victorian toilets. I don't know. I had to put that one in there. And I found a few other ones online. Su Yu, who is an attorney. Okay, this one's terrible. Dr. Justin Payne, a dentist. Okay, this one made me giggle. Dr. Stephen I. Ball. He's an optometrist. And not too long ago, I probably shouldn't laugh about this, should I? But I do. Not too long ago, I got a correspondence from an organization called Food for the Poor. It's a real organization. And I happened to notice that the name of the CEO of this organization, his name is Robin Mahfood. I don't know, that just made me giggle. Robin Mahfood, probably don't want to invite him over for dinner. I don't know. Anyway, our names are important because our names are who we are. Eric and I spent the first probably 3 years of our marriage trying to figure out what to do with our last names. We tried just about every combination possible except for creating a whole brand new last name. And part of that was because for me, my family name was very important to me. I felt very connected to the Uto clan, and I wanted that name to remain part of me. And so we ended up hyphenating our last names, and our poor daughter, it took her until she was about in second grade to know how to spell that. But there are only 4 humans in this world with the last name of Uto Galarno, and 2 of them are here today. But our names are important because our names really embody who we are. They are an important part of our identity as people. So this morning we hear John the Baptist, and we hear Andrew as they share who they think Jesus is. They reveal more about Jesus' identity when they name him as the Lamb of God, as the Messiah, as the Son of God. We might wonder, well, how did they know this? How did they learn this? Jesus simply says to them, come and see. And they did. They went. They followed. They followed, and in that following, they discovered who Jesus is and what he's all about. I think that in this willingness to come and see, in this willingness to follow Jesus, we still discover who he is and what he is all about. And why is this important? Why is this important? This is important because Jesus says, if you know me, you know my Father. If you see me, you've seen my Father. To see and to know Jesus is to see and to know God. What God is like, who God is, what God is about. And as followers of Christ, or as the people of God, we also learn who we are and what we are about. How we are to live our lives. Now, tomorrow is a special holiday. What holiday is it? That's right, Martin Luther King Day. It's named after Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Our country takes time to pause and remember his life and his work and his words. Now, Dr. King was a pastor who spoke out against racial segregation and spoke up for civil rights and the dignity for all people. Dr. King knew Jesus as a prophet of justice and as a loving, nonviolent reflection of God. He invited others to come and see. Come and see and experience Jesus. And by doing so, to come and see and discover who they are and how we are to live together here on this earth. Well, Martin Luther King Jr. was arrested several times, but once for going against the order of city officials and leading a nonviolent protest. And while he was in jail, he learned that many of his friends, who are also pastors, many of his colleagues, were calling him an extremist for not listening to the government officials. His letter in response to being named an extremist has become kind of famous. He wrote, "But though I was initially disappointed at being categorized as an extremist, as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a measure of satisfaction from the label. Was not Jesus an extremist for love? Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Was not Amos an extremist for justice? Let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Was not Paul an extremist for the Christian gospel? I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Was not Martin Luther an extremist? Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise, so help me God." So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of extremists will we be? Will we be extremists for hate or for love? Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice or for the extension of justice? Those questions strongly resonated with me. Because this is not only a question that Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King asked. I believe it's a question that Jesus asked. What are you looking for? Are you going to follow me? How are you going to live your life? Who are you and what difference does that make for you? Because not only do each of us have a name that we've been given, but also according to the words of Isaiah, when we were in our mother's womb, God named us. We are called and we are named as God's children. Today, Jesus is inviting each and every one of us to come and see. Come and see who Jesus is. Come and see who you are. Come, follow me, dig deeper, discover and live out your identity as a loved and forgiven child of God. We know that in these waters of baptism, that God names us and claims us and never ever lets us go. We bear this mark on our foreheads and on our hearts. We are held in love each and every day of our lives. We are loved members of the body of Christ. There's a poem that's attributed to Teresa of Avila, who is a 16th century mystic. And it reads like this. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. No hands but yours. No feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which to look out Christ's compassion to the world. Yours are the feet with which he is to go about doing good. Yours are the hands with which he is to bless others now. We are the body of Christ. As God's loved and forgiven children, we are the body of Christ. And as such, our lives are an epiphany, a revelation of who God is, of how God is. What is it that our lives are revealing? Since God has named each one of us, Jesus calls us to live lives that are holy, to live in a way that our name is a godly name, to live the love of God, to seek justice for all people, especially like Jesus did, those who are most marginalized. God says, I give you as a light to the nations. Jesus says, let your light so shine before others that they see the good that you do and give glory to our God in heaven. Jesus invites us right now to come and see. Come and see who he is. Come and see who we are. God has called us by name, and we are God's. Come and see. Amen.